Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
North Kent Reef farmer Olivia Cahill loves Holstein Friesian cows. It's a family passion that goes back generations. She runs the award-winning Shireen Holstein Stud on the family dairy farm in Ohoka near Christchurch. Cosmo Kentish Barnes popped in and asked her where she's from.
I originated from down South Canterbury in a place called Milford near Clandeboy, and we moved to North Canterbury when I was about seven. Always on a dairy farm, so it's my parents' farm, and I'm born and bred dairy farmer.
And tell me about the farm here.
We're on 152 hectares. We milk big Holsteins, use mainly North American genetics, and they're all pedigree cows with large milk, and yeah.
What was it like as a child being brought up on this farm?
It was amazing. Out there working when we were young, but just the love of being outside, being with the animals. I think it's just such a great upbringing for kids.
Yes.
And my kids are out there doing it as well, enjoying it.
How old are your kids?
I've got Tom, who is 8, and Isabel, who's 5. And Tom's out there on the motorbike. He goes and gets the cows up and does lots of jobs for me. And Isabel just spends her time with the calves and the sheds.
So you must have learnt heaps about farming from your folks.
Yes, that's right. Yep. So Dad and I work together on the farm. I do all the morning milkings. He does all the evenings. And then we're both on the farm throughout the whole day.
Yes, and your husband, Jared, is a firefighter?
Yes, he works in Christchurch as a career firefighter. So he does his shifts of 2 days, 2 nights, and then he has 4 days off, which are spent on the farm with me. Confidence with a microphone is not really my thing. I'm saying that talking into a microphone.
It's all good. We are heading down to the farmyard now because in the shed there are some newborn calves.
Yep, so we split calves, so we're calving in 90 cows this autumn, 45 have already calved. So I've got a few calves running around. I had one calf this morning, which is out in the paddock still, so we'll get her in this afternoon and milk the cow and feed the calf.
Quite good conditions for calving at the moment.
Yes, it's very dry. Not good conditions to grow grass though. We're still irrigating and it's, what is it, beginning of April.
Are you having to do supplementary feeding?
Yep, so we feed grass baleage at the moment. Our maize has just come in off the paddock, so we'll be into that in a couple of weeks.
Yes. And have you got a good store of baleage for the winter?
Yes, yep. Yeah, a lot of bales. We've got well over 800 or 900 bales for the winter, and we had 17 hectares of maize.
Now we've come up to the dairy shed, and you've got your milk vat here. Is that full for the day?
Yes, it is. The tank is coming today to pick it up, so yep, it's full of milk.
How much milk do you produce?
It's about 8,000 litres every second day at the moment pick up, so the cows are milking really well. We're only milking 180 cows, so for this time of year they're doing really well.
Does someone have to be here when the Fonterra truck turns up?
No.
So they
know
what
they
to
just
do.
Come in and take the milk and rinse the vat.
Now behind the milk shed you've got another shed where the calves are?
Yes, so this is our young calves in here, and they're ranging from a day to about a week old.
And you've got, what, 7 or 8 here?
Yes, yep, and then they'll move over to the automatic calf feeder.
They're looking pretty happy and healthy, aren't they?
They are indeed. The Holstein Friesians. As I said, North American genetics, so there's some pretty exciting young calves in here.
As a breeder, what are you looking for?
Nice framey calves with nice bone. The colours don't really matter.
The colours don't matter?
No, as long as they're black and white, which they are.
Just sneak in here. Now there are some more calves in this shed where the feeder is, and in fact there's one having some tucker right now. So the calves all have tags in their ears, and this automatic feeder can read the tag. How does it know how much food to give to a calf?
So every calf gets 3.6 litres twice a day. So as that 12 hours kicks over, the calf comes in and it will feed it again.
So if a calf has already had its allocated amount of food and tries to get more,
the machine won't let it. No, that's right.
Yeah.
Yep.
Quite an investment.
It is. It's great though. It's a labour unit that we don't need, and I only need to check the feeder once a day as opposed to feeding them twice a day. So it's great.
It looks like the milk has stopped flowing, but the calf's still trying to get more out of the teat.
Yep, so she'll give up soon and back out, and another one will wander in for a drink.
Yes.
And we leave them on for about 90 days until the calves are about 100 kgs. So the calf feeder will automatically wean them at a certain amount of days.
Yeah. So how long will it be before they go into the milking shed?
So they calve in at about 2 years old, and then we'll milk them.
And they're good milk producers?
Very good milk producers, yep. We're probably averaging around the 650 kgs per cow. That's milk solids. Cows are doing about 10,000 litres in a lactation, which is 305 days.
Wow, that's a lot.
Yes,
it is. So how many litres is that a day?
We've got cows doing 40 litres. Our average is about 28 to 30 litres at the moment.
Yeah.
But that's forever changing depending on the time of year and how many fresh calves we've got in and how many stale cows we're milking.
What's the highest milk producer you've ever had in terms of litres per day?
Ooh, we've had cows doing over 60 litres per day.
We've come outside now, and around us are your paddocks, and there are quite a few trees that the cows can shade under.
Yes, that's right. It's quite an old farm that we're on here with some big, beautiful old trees, and we love that for shelter in adverse weather and for shade in the summer as well.
Excellent. Well, we are going to hop on your quad bike and head out onto the farm. Now we can see a cow that's just given birth.
Yep, I think she gave birth while I was milking the cows this morning, because there wasn't a calf out there when I checked them before I started, so yep. So this is our feed pad.
Do you use this feed pad when it's just too wet for the cows to go on the paddocks?
We use it when we feed out anything, baleage and maize. So we don't feed anything out on the paddocks. And in the winter when it's wet, you feed out on the concrete feed pad to stop any pugging and also controlling the effluent.
What's your biggest expense on the farm?
That's a good question. Fertiliser is definitely a big expense, and buying our wheat in is another big expense.
Are you looking at ways to try and reduce your fertiliser use to save costs?
Yes, definitely. So we spread all our own effluent out on the farm. We are lucky where we are that our grass grows really well and we don't actually use a lot of fertiliser anyway.
Yeah.
And well under the nitrogen cap that the council and government have put on.
Sound effects. Now we are coming up to your herd of milking cows.
Yes, we are. Yep, there's 180 cows out there.
We are surrounded by large Holstein dairy cows.
Yep, yep, they're all pretty happy right now, sitting down chewing or eating their cud.
Now, some of these cows are part of your Shireen Holstein stud.
That's right, yep, that's about 100 years of breeding. My great-granddad started breeding Holsteins back in 1923. Yep.
And each generation has kept that passion alive.
They have, yep. So my granddad took two of my great-granddad's cows and started his own herd called Deloraine. And then 30 years ago, my dad left Deloraine and moved up to North Canterbury with about 80 of the cows. They split the herd in half, I believe. And yeah, we moved up here and created Shireen.
And we are standing in front of Evie.
Yes.
Who is your champion cow.
That's right, yep.
Supreme champion.
Supreme Holstein champion at Christchurch or Canterbury Show for 2 years in a row now.
2 years in a row. Yep. Unlike some of the other cows, she's very slow to get up because I guess she knows you so well.
Yes, yep. She's she's very calm and friendly. And used to having people around her.
Yeah, she's a big girl. What is so special about her? What makes her such a top cow?
She's just a great dairy cow. She's got everything you want in a cow. She's great bone. She milks well. She's calved every year. She's had 5 calves. She's only 6 years old. She produces a lot of milk, so at the moment she's still doing 40 litres. She's been milking for about 200 days. Yeah.
So what do you do to prepare her for a big show?
For the Canterbury show, we generally cut our team out about 5 or 6 weeks before the show and get them into a routine of eating hay and a bit of pasture, and get them on a show mix meal so they get some speedy beet, which is what you'd feed a horse, and stuff like that. So just getting them used to it, getting them tied up, breaking them in if they've never been on a halter before, and just getting them in a routine. And yeah, I do most of the show work now, but it's been in my family forever. Dad used to do it, and yeah.
Do you have to stay on site to look after your cows 24/7?
Yes. Yep. So we generally will go into the showgrounds about 5 days before the show, get the cows settled in. There will be someone on shift the whole time watching the cows and, keeping them clean and happy and fed.
What sort of price can you get for one of these cows?
Whew, it depends. We sold a calf last year that went for $7,000. I think the top price for a yearling was $13,000 at the sale. And north of $20,000 for a cow, a good cow.
Olivia Cahill there, talking to Cosmo on her farm in North Canterbury.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.